Good morning. This is Missy DeSirio. The topic is on relationships. And I was spending time in my prayer closet, and the Lord has really been speaking to me about divine relationships and how unimportant it is of the type of relationships that you allow in your inner circle. So let's just start off with prayer. First of all, I just want to thank everyone that's joining my podcast and listening. And to everyone that listens to the replay, may you be blessed. May you be richly blessed in every area of your life. May these words help you to have a richer, better relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you for this divine appointment. I thank you, Father God, that you're opening the windows of heaven. You're releasing a fresh anointing upon our heads, Father God, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Fill us afresh and anew. Father, just open our hearts and our spirits to help them to receive your word that you're releasing now through me to them, to help them. Thank you for that special anointing. Thank you for your Holy Ghost fire. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. So it's time. The Lord is saying that it's time for new beginnings. It's time for new relationships. It's time. As we all know, the main relationship, the key relationship that we must have with him the key relationship that we have the most important relationship that you can have is with the Father. It's all about relationship with him. And I believe that the Lord is wanting to do something new in your life. Something new and exciting. New beginnings, fresh beginnings. And it just takes me to one of my favorite scriptures. That is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And it is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Isaiah 43:18 through 21. We thank you for Holy Spirit discernment as we read your word. And one of my most favorite scriptures as well is Psalms 37:4, Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4. And God always keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises. No matter what, he always keeps his promises. You can bank on his word. And so I just want to tell you that the most important relationship that you can have, first and foremost, in your life, that's going to help you to be able to have relationships with your new spouse that God's giving you if you're wanting to be married, to have better relationships with your... if you're already married, to have a better relationship with your spouse. Better relationships in general, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, whoever it may be. It's all about relationships in life and divine relationships. And we want divine relationships only. We do learn from our mistakes. We learn and we know that communication is key and communication means that we have to communicate with the Father. Every day when we get up afresh and anew, we have to communicate. He deserves all of our firsts. And so the Lord's been really laying on my heart just to share that if you want that relationship that you've been dreaming of, it's possible if you will just get into the Word. Just get into His Word and just seek His face and pray and just get in your closet and just pray. First and foremost, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. Because like I said in Psalms 37:4, He longs to give us the desires of our heart. And He wants us happy. Jesus died a brutal death on that cross for all of us, for each one of us. No one is any better than anybody else. He took all those stripes and all that pain. And the Father folded His arms and turned away and let His only Son do this for us to have prosperous relationships, for every area of our lives to be prosperous. So I just want to extend a special invitation to you today. If you're on this podcast and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, or you need to accept Jesus into your heart for the very first time, and just repeat these words out loud with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to You this day, acknowledging that You sent Your only Son to the cross to die for my sins. Father, forgive me for my sins. Fill me afresh and anew with Your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me and make me whiter than snow. Thank You that You died for me. Jesus, thank You that You died for me. I am redeemed. I am set free. I am born again. I will move forward, and I will not turn back. Jesus' name. It's one of the most important decisions that you can ever make in your entire life, is to accept the Jesus into your heart. That's the key relationship. And once you do that, then everything else comes into alignment. And the key is, keep your eyes focused on Jesus. As human beings, we battle with the flesh. And the more we get into His Word, the more we seek Him, the more we pray, the more we'll find Him, the more He'll pour into us. The more we pour into Him, the more He will pour into us. So I just extend to you relationship. Relationships are so important. And you need to choose those relationships wisely that you have in your inner circle. You know, in this life, it's very true. I'm sure you've heard from mom or grandma or your dad or that special mentor in your life that you're lucky if you go through this life and you have two really good friends that you can trust with your life. But you know what? The best friend that you can ever choose is Jesus Christ, letting Him into your life. And then the Holy Spirit just fills you afresh and anew, and you invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh and anew, and the Holy Spirit leads you to make the right decisions. And the more you read the Word, the more faith you have. The more you read the Word, the more you're just full of God, of the Holy Spirit, and He helps lead you into the right relationships. And we all need relationships. God made us for relationship. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for time of adversity. Proverbs 17:17. Jesus is the best friend that you could ever have. Ever, ever, ever have. And you just have to change your mind. The battle's all in the mind. So I just extend to you the welcome if you just accepted Jesus into your life. And reach out. Message me. You can find me on Facebook, Melissa Ann DeSirio. Melissa Ann DeSirio, MDS Worldwide Ministries on Facebook. My cell phone number is 740-860-9559. I do answer my messages. I'll be happy to pray with you. If you feel led to sow into my ministry, you may do so by going to PayPal and entering DeSirioMelissa@gmail.com. That brings me up. God, give seed unto the sower. And I tell everyone to just do as the Holy Spirit leads you. It's all for His glory. All for His glory. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's so important that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Our promise in Psalms 1 through 3 is that when we walk with God, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Not some of what you do, not a few things that you try really hard at once in a while. No, God's word says that when you do certain things out of the relationship towards God, that whatsoever you do shall prosper. When you stand set apart for the Lord's purposes, not walking in the advice of the ungodly, not doing things that the sinner does, and not sitting on the lofty throne of the critics, judging everybody, you're on the path to success. The other part of the recipe is to keep the Word of God close at hand in your mind. During your daily routine and decision making, keep the Word of God close at hand. During the nighttime, as you reflect on your day and carry out other routines, meditate in the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can speak to you and reveal things to you. If you're doing these things, Psalms 1:1-3 promises supernatural success in all your dealings. So in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for everyone that's on the podcast today. Bless them in a mighty way, Father God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I personally, I can tell you that it's a learning process. You know, life is a learning process. Relationships are a learning process. You know, we grow up, and as we mature in Christ, as we mature in reading our word, as we learn to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, and we totally become in unity with the Father, and just quit trying to work everything out on our own and truly let the Father have the lead, your life becomes to come into full alignment. You're walking in the Spirit. You're not walking in the flesh anymore. And you realize that when you get off kilt, so to speak, and if you do walk in the flesh, you realize that it's temporary band-aids. The things that you do are temporary band-aids. And only a true relationship with Christ can fulfill that love and that hole in your heart so that you can love like you're supposed to love. Because we're all human. You know, God created us to be together in unity, united, because two can do so much more. And, you know, we're supposed to be united. And he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And so we're not supposed to be an island, you know. We do better and we can do so much more with two. And so I just encourage you today that just remember that, number one, the best relationship choice that you can ever make in your life is a relationship with Jesus Christ and making that covenant to Him, accepting Him into your heart and seeking Him, seeking Him, seeking Him, seeking Him first. And as you do that, all the other things Jesus brings, as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, He aligns, He takes care of everything else. He brings that special relationship to you. And choose ye wise mentors, Christian mentors in your life. You need a spiritual leader. You need a pastor. You need a very good anointed pastor that's bearing fruit, that you can talk to, that you can trust, that will be there for you, that will answer that phone call, that will answer that message. It's very important. And the scripture that the Lord's really brought to me so much this past month is love thy neighbor as thyself. And you know, there's times that we all need hands-on help. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's President Donald Trump. He needs hands-on help at time. You know, we all do. We are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. And there is times that we all need hands-on help. There's times that you need to reach down and help someone up out of the ditch. You know, and God rewards you for that because we are His sons and daughters. And He longs for relationship with us. And so I just encourage you today, as you start off your day, grab that Bible. Thank God that He woke you up. Work on that relationship with Him, because the more you seek Him, the more you'll find Him. The more you pour into Him, the more He'll pour into you. And He will give you the desires of your heart, like Psalms 37:4. Just keep moving forward. Don't steer to the right. Don't steer to the left. Don't go backwards. And don't try to control anybody. If they're supposed to be in your life, if Christ truly has brought them into your life, He will bring them to you. They will want to be with you. They will treat you the way that they are supposed to treat you. And so that's what I have on my heart to share with you today. I pray that you're blessed with this word. I pray that you receive a special encounter from the Lord. And I pray that that you are blessed. You're richly blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are the lender, not the borrower. You're going victory to victory, strength to strength, and glory to glory. And for all of you looking for that special spouse, in the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement with you right now that you release the right hand-picked spouse for him or her as we speak in the name of Jesus, and that you would make it clear who it is, and that you would bring them together, because two is better than one, and he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And the Lord wants us all happy and joyful and helping and encouraging and moving forward and doing His will and stepping out of our comfort zone. So I encourage you today, step outside of fear. You hear the Holy Spirit, be obedient and step outside of fear and watch those doors fly open for you. And may you be richly blessed. Until the next time, this is Missy DeSirio. God bless you. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more. Good morning. This is Missy DeSirio. The topic is on relationships. And I was spending time in my prayer closet, and the Lord has really been speaking to me about divine relationships and how important it is of the type of relationships that you allow in your inner circle. So let's just start off with prayer. First of all, I just want to thank everyone that's joining my podcast and listening. And to everyone that listens to the replay, may you be blessed. May you be richly blessed in every area of your life. May these words help you to have a richer, better relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you for this divine appointment. I thank you, Father God, that you're opening the windows of heaven. You're releasing a fresh anointing upon our heads, Father God. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet, fill us afresh and anew. Father, just open our hearts and our spirits to help them to receive your word that you're releasing now through me to them, to help them. Thank you for that special anointing. Thank you for your Holy Ghost fire. In the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. So it's time. The Lord is saying that it's time for new beginnings. It's time for new relationships. It's time. As we all know, the main relationship, the key relationship that we must have with Him the most important relationship that you can have is with the Father. It's all about relationship with Him. And I believe that the Lord is wanting to do something new in your life, something new and exciting, new beginnings, fresh beginnings. And it just takes me to one of my favorite scriptures. That is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and it is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Isaiah 43:18 through 21. We thank you for Holy Spirit discernment as we read your word. And one of my most favorite scriptures as well is Psalms 37:4. Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4. And God always keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises. No matter what, he always keeps his promises. You can bank on his word. And so I just want to tell you that the most important relationship that you can have, first and foremost, in your life, that's going to help you to be able to have relationships with your new spouse that God's giving you, if you're wanting to be married, to have better relationships with your, if you're already married, to have a better relationship with your spouse, better relationships in general, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, whoever it may be. It's all about relationships in life and divine relationships. And we want divine relationships only. We do learn from our mistakes. We learn and we know that communication is key. And communication means that we have to communicate with the Father. Every day when we get up afresh and anew, we have to communicate. He deserves all of our firsts. And so the Lord's really laying on my heart just to share that if you want that relationship that you've been dreaming of, it's possible if you will just get into the Word. Just get into His Word and just seek His face and pray and just get in your closet and just pray. First and foremost, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. Because like I said in Psalms 37:4, He longs to give us the desires of our heart. And He wants us happy. Jesus died a brutal death on that cross for all of us, for each one of us. No one is any better than anybody else. He took all those stripes and all that pain. And the Father folded His arms and turned away and let His only Son do this for us to have prosperous relationships, for every area of our lives to be prosperous. So I just want to extend a special invitation to you today. If you're on this podcast and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, or you need to accept Jesus into your heart for the very first time, and just repeat these words out loud with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to You this day, acknowledging that You sent Your only Son to the cross to die for my sins. Father, forgive me for my sins. Fill me afresh and anew with Your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me and make me whiter than snow. Thank You that You died for me, Jesus. Thank You that You died for me. I am redeemed. I am set free. I am born again. I will move forward, and I will not turn back. Jesus' name. It's one of the most important decisions that you can ever make in your entire life, is to accept Jesus into your heart. That's the key relationship. And once you do that, then everything else comes into alignment. And the key is, keep your eyes focused on Jesus. As human beings, we battle with the flesh. And the more we get into His Word, the more we seek Him, the more we pray, the more we'll find Him, the more He'll pour into us. The more we pour into Him, the more He will pour into us. So I just extend to you relationship. Relationships are so important. And you need to choose those relationships wisely that you have in your inner circle. You know, in this life, it's very true. I'm sure you heard from mom or grandma or your dad or that special mentor in your life that you're lucky if you go through this life and you have two really good friends that you can trust with your life. But you know what? The best friend that you can ever choose is Jesus Christ, letting Him into your life. And then the Holy Spirit fills you afresh and anew, and you invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh and anew. And the Holy Spirit leads you to make the right decisions. And the more you read the Word, the more faith you have. The more you read the Word, the more you're just full of God, of the Holy Spirit, and He helps lead you into the right relationships. And we all need relationships. God made us for relationship. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for time of adversity. Proverbs 17:17. Jesus is the best friend that you could ever have. Ever have. And you just have to change your mind. The battle's all in the mind. So I just extend to you the welcome if you just accepted Jesus into your life. And reach out. Message me. You can find me on Facebook, Melissa Andesirio. Melissa Andesirio, MDS Worldwide Ministries on Facebook. My cell phone number is 740-860-9559. I do answer my messages. I'll be happy to pray with you. If you feel led to sow into my ministry, you may do so by going to PayPal and entering DeSirioMelissa@gmail.com. That brings me up. God, give seed unto the sower. And I tell everyone to just do as the Holy Spirit leads you. It's all for His glory. All for His glory. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's so important that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Our promise in Psalms 1 through 3 is that when we walk with God, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Not some of what you do, not a few things that you try really hard at once in a while. No. God's word says that when you do certain things out of the relationship towards God, that whatsoever you do shall prosper. When you stand set apart for the Lord's purposes, not walking in the advice of the ungodly, not doing things that the sinner does, and not sitting on the lofty throne of the critics, judging everybody, you're on the path to success. The other part of the recipe is to keep the Word of God close at hand in your mind. During your daily routine and decision making, keep the Word of God close at hand. During the night time, as you reflect on your day and carry out other routines, meditate in the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can speak to you and reveal things to you. If you're doing these things, Psalms 1:1-3 promises supernatural success in all your dealings. So in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for everyone that's on the podcast today. Bless them in a mighty way, Father God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I can tell you that it's a learning process. You know, life is a learning process. Relationships are a learning process. You know, we grow up and as we mature in Christ, as we mature in reading our word, as we learn to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, and we totally become in unity with the Father and just quit trying to work everything out on our own and truly let the Father have the lead, your life becomes to come into full alignment. You're walking in the Spirit. You're not walking in the flesh anymore. And you realize that when you get off kilt, so to speak, and if you do walk in the flesh, you realize that it's temporary band-aids. The things that you do are temporary band-aids. And only a true relationship with Christ can fulfill that love and that hole in your heart so that you can love like you're supposed to love. Because we're all human. You know, God created us to be together in unity, united, because two can do so much more. And, you know, we're supposed to be united in He who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And so we're not supposed to be an island, you know. We do better and we can do so much more with two. And so I just encourage you today that just remember that, number one, the best relationship choice that you can ever make in your life is a relationship with Jesus Christ and making that covenant to Him, accepting Him into your heart, and seeking Him, seeking Him, seeking Him, seeking Him first. And as you do that, all the other things Jesus brings, as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, He aligns, He takes care of everything else. He brings that special relationship to you. And choose ye wise mentors, Christian mentors in your life. You need a spiritual leader. You need a pastor. You need a very good anointed pastor that's bearing fruit, that you can talk to, that you can trust, that will be there for you, that will answer that phone call, that will answer that message. It's very important. And the scripture that the Lord's really brought to me so much this past month is love thy neighbor as thyself. And you know, there's times that we all need hands-on help. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's President Donald Trump. He needs hands-on help at time. You know, we all do. We are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. And there is times that we all need hands-on help. There's times that you need to reach down and help someone up out of the ditch. You know, and God rewards you for that because we are His sons and daughters. And He longs for relationship with us. And so I just encourage you today, as you start off your day, grab that Bible. Thank God that He woke you up. Work on that relationship with Him, because the more you seek Him, the more you'll find Him. The more you pour into Him, the more He'll pour into you. And He will give you the desires of your heart, like Psalms 37:4. Just keep moving forward. Don't steer to the right. Don't steer to the left. Don't go backwards. And don't try to control anybody. If they're supposed to be in your life, if Christ truly has brought them into your life, He will bring them to you. They will want to be with you. They will treat you the way that they are supposed to treat you. And so that's what I have on my heart to share with you today. I pray that you're blessed with this word. I pray that you receive a special encounter from the Lord, and I pray that that you are blessed. You're richly blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are the lender, not the borrower. You're going victory to victory, strength to strength, and glory to glory. And for all of you looking for that special spouse, in the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement with you right now that you release the right hand-picked spouse for him or her as we speak in the name of Jesus, and that you would make it clear who it is, and that you would bring them together, because two is better than one, and he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And the Lord wants us all happy and joyful and helping and encouraging and moving forward and doing his will and stepping out of our comfort zone. So I encourage you today, step outside of fear. You hear the Holy Spirit, be obedient and step outside of fear and watch those doors fly open for you. And may you be richly blessed. Until the next time, this is Missy DeSirio. God bless you. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more. Good morning. This is Missy DeSirio. The topic is on relationships. And I was spending time in my prayer closet, and the Lord has really been speaking to me about divine relationships and how important it is of the type of relationships that you allow in your inner circle. So let's just start off with prayer. First of all, I just want to thank everyone that's joining my podcast and listening. And to everyone that listens to the replay, may you be blessed. May you be richly blessed in every area of your life. May these words help you to have a richer, better relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you for this divine appointment. I thank you, Father God, that you're opening the windows of heaven. You're releasing a fresh anointing upon our heads, Father God. from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, fill us afresh and anew. Father, just open our hearts and our spirits to help them to receive your word that you're releasing now through me to them, to help them. Thank you for that special anointing. Thank you for your Holy Ghost fire. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. So it's time. The Lord is saying that it's time for new beginnings. It's time for new relationships. It's time. As we all know, the main relationship, the key relationship that we must have with Him key relationship that we have, the most important relationship that you can have, is with the Father. It's all about relationship with Him. And I believe that the Lord is wanting to do something new in your life, something new and exciting, new beginnings, fresh beginnings. And it just takes me to one of my favorite scriptures that is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and it is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Isaiah 43:18 through 21. We thank you for Holy Spirit discernment as we read your word. And one of my most favorite scriptures as well is Psalms 37:4, Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4. And God always keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises. No matter what, he always keeps his promises. You can bank on his word. And so I just want to tell you that the most important relationship that you can have, first and foremost, in your life, that's going to help you to be able to have relationships with your new spouse that God's giving you, if you're wanting to be married, to have better relationships with your, if you're already married, to have a better relationship with your spouse, better relationships in general, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, whoever it may be. It's all about relationships in life and divine relationships. And we want divine relationships only. We do learn from our mistakes. We learn and we know that communication is key. And communication means that we have to communicate with the Father. Every day when we get up afresh and anew, we have to communicate. He deserves all of our firsts. And so this, the Lord's really laying on my heart just to share that if you want that relationship that you've been dreaming of, it's possible if you will just get into the Word. Just get into His Word and just seek His face. And pray and just get in your closet and just pray. First and foremost, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. Because like I said in Psalms 37:4, He longs to give us the desires of our heart. And He wants us happy. Jesus died a brutal death on that cross. for all of us, for each one of us. No one is any better than anybody else. He took all those stripes and all that pain. And the Father folded his arms and turned away and let his only Son do this for us to have prosperous relationships, for every area of our lives to be prosperous. So I just want to extend a special invitation to you today. If you're on this podcast and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, or you need to accept Jesus into your heart for the very first time, and just repeat these words out loud with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this day, acknowledging that you sent your only Son to the cross to die for my sins. Father, forgive me for my sins. Fill me afresh and anew with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me and make me whiter than snow. Thank you that you died for me, Jesus. Thank you that you died for me. I am redeemed. I am set free. I am born again. I will move forward, and I will not turn back. Jesus' name. It's one of the most important decisions that you can ever make in your entire life, is to accept the Jesus into your heart. That's the key relationship. And once you do that, then everything else comes into alignment. And the key is, keep your eyes focused on Jesus. As human beings, we battle with the flesh. And the more we get into his word, the more we seek him, the more we pray, the more we'll find him, the more he'll pour into us. The more we pour into him, the more he will pour into us. So I just extend to you relationship. Relationships are so important. And you need to choose those relationships wisely that you have in your inner circle. You know, in this life, it's very true. I'm sure you've heard from mom or grandma or your dad or that special mentor in your life that you're lucky if you go through this life and you have two really good friends that you can trust with your life. But you know what? The best friend that you can ever choose is Jesus Christ, letting him into your life. And then the Holy Spirit fills you afresh and anew, and you invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh and anew. And the Holy Spirit leads you to make the right decisions. And the more you read the Word, the more faith you have. The more you read the Word, the more you're just full of God, of the Holy Spirit, and he helps lead you into the right relationships. And we all need relationships. God made us for relationship. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for time of adversity. Proverbs 17:17. Jesus is the best friend that you could ever have. Ever have. And you just have to change your mind. The battle's all in the mind. So I just extend to you the welcome if you just accepted Jesus into your life. And reach out. Message me. You can find me on Facebook, Melissa Andesirio. Melissa Andesirio, MDS Worldwide Ministries on Facebook. My cell phone number is 740-860-9559. I do answer my messages. I'll be happy to pray with you. If you feel led to sow into my ministry, you may do so by going to PayPal and entering DesirioMelissa@gmail.com. That brings me up. God gives seed into the sower. And I tell everyone to just do as the Holy Spirit leads you. It's all for his glory. All for his glory. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's so important that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Our promise in Psalms 1 through 3 is that when we walk with God, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Not some of what you do, not a few things that you try really hard at once in a while. No, God's word says that when you do certain things out of the relationship towards God, that whatsoever you do shall prosper. When you stand set apart for the Lord's purposes, not walking in the advice of the ungodly, not doing things that the sinner does, and not sitting on the lofty throne of the critics, judging everybody, you're on the path to success. The other part of the recipe is to keep the word of God close at hand in your mind. During your daily routine and decision making, keep the word of God close at hand during the nighttime as you reflect on your day and carry out other routines. Meditate in the word of God so that the Holy Spirit can speak to you and reveal things to you. If you're doing these things, Psalms 1:1-3 promises supernatural success in all your dealings. So in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for everyone that's on the podcast today. Bless them in a mighty way, Father God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I can tell you that it's a learning process. You know, life is a learning process. Relationships are a learning process. You know, we grow up and as we mature in Christ, as we mature in reading our word, as we learn to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, and we totally become in unity with the Father and just quit trying to work everything out on our own and truly let the Father have the lead, your life becomes to come into full alignment. You're walking in the Spirit. You're not walking in the flesh anymore. And you realize that when you get off kilt, so to speak, and if you do walk in the flesh, you realize that it's temporary band-aids. The things that you do are temporary band-aids. And only a true relationship with Christ can fulfill that love and that hole in your heart so that you can love like you're supposed to love. Because we're all human, you know. God created us to be together in unity, united, because two can do so much more. And you know, we're supposed to be united. And he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And so we're not supposed to be an island, you know. We do better and we can do so much more with two. And so I just encourage you today that just remember that, number one, the best relationship choice that you can ever make in your life is a relationship with Jesus Christ and making that covenant to him, accepting him into your heart, and seeking him first. And as you do that, all the other things Jesus brings, as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, he aligns, he takes care of everything else. He brings that special relationship to you. And choose ye wise mentors, Christian mentors in your life. You need a spiritual leader. You need a pastor. You need a pastor. You need a very good anointed pastor that's bearing fruit, that you can talk to, that you can trust, that will be there for you, that will answer that phone call, that will answer that message. It's very important. And the scripture that the Lord's really brought to me so much this past month is love thy neighbor as thyself. And you know, there's times that we all need hands-on help. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's President Donald Trump. He needs hands-on help at time. You know, we all do. We are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. And there is times that we all need hands-on help. There's times that you need to reach down and help someone up out of the ditch. You know, and God rewards you for that because we are his sons and daughters. And he longs for relationship with us. And so I just encourage you today, as you start off your day, grab that Bible. Thank God that he woke you up. Work on that relationship with him, because the more you seek him, the more you'll find him. The more you pour into him, the more he'll pour into you. And he will give you the desires of your heart, like Psalms 37:4. Just keep moving forward. Don't steer to the right. Don't steer to the left. Don't go backwards. And don't try to control anybody. If they're supposed to be in your life, if Christ truly has brought them into your life, he will bring them to you. They will want to be with you. They will treat you the way that they are supposed to treat you. And so that's what I have on my heart to share with you today. I pray that you're blessed with this word. I pray that you receive a special encounter from the Lord, and I pray that that you are blessed. You're richly blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are the lender, not the borrower. You're going victory to victory, strength to strength, and glory to glory. And for all of you looking for that special spouse, in the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement with you right now that you release the right hand-picked spouse for him or her as we speak in the name of Jesus, and that you would make it clear who it is, and that you would bring them together, because two is better than one, and he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And the Lord wants us all happy and joyful and helping and encouraging and moving forward and doing his will and stepping out of our comfort zone. So I encourage you today, step outside of fear. You hear the Holy Spirit, be obedient and step outside of fear and watch those doors fly open for you. And may you be richly blessed. Until the next time, this is Missy DeSirio. God bless you. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more. Good morning. This is Missy DeSirio. The topic is on relationships. And I was spending time in my prayer closet, and the Lord has really been speaking to me about divine relationships and how important it is, of the type of relationships that you allow in your inner circle. So let's just start off with prayer. First of all, I just want to thank everyone that's joining my podcast and listening. And to everyone that listens to the replay, may you be blessed. May you be richly blessed in every area of your life. May these words help you to have a richer, better relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you for this divine appointment. I thank you, Father God, that you're opening the windows of heaven. You're releasing a fresh anointing upon our heads, Father God. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet, fill us afresh and anew. Father, just open our hearts and our spirits to help them to receive your word that you're releasing now through me to them, to help them. Thank you for that special anointing. Thank you for your Holy Ghost fire. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. So it's time. The Lord is saying that it's time for new beginnings. It's time for new relationships. It's time. As we all know, the main relationship, the key relationship that we must have with Him key relationship that we have, the most important relationship that you can have, is with the Father. It's all about relationship with Him. And I believe that the Lord is wanting to do something new in your life, something new and exciting, new beginnings, fresh beginnings. And it just takes me to one of my favorite scriptures that is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and it is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Isaiah 43:18 through 21. We thank you for Holy Spirit discernment as we read your word. And one of my most favorite scriptures as well is Psalms 37:4. Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4. And God always keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises. No matter what, he always keeps his promises. You can bank on his word. And so I just want to tell you that the most important relationship that you can have, first and foremost, in your life, that's going to help you to be able to have relationships with your new spouse that God's giving you, if you're wanting to be married, to have better relationships with your, if you're already married, to have a better relationship with your spouse, better relationships in general, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, whoever it may be. It's all about relationships in life and divine relationships. And we want divine relationships only. We do learn from our mistakes. We learn and we know that communication is key. And communication means that we have to communicate with the Father. Every day when we get up afresh and new, we have to communicate. He deserves all of our firsts. And so this, the Lord's really laying on my heart just to share that if you want that relationship that you've been dreaming of, it's possible if you will just get into the Word. Just get into His Word and just seek His face. And pray and just get in your closet and just pray. First and foremost, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. Because like I said in Psalms 37:4, He longs to give us the desires of our heart. And He wants us happy. Jesus died a brutal death on that cross. For all of us, for each one of us. No one is any better than anybody else. He took all those stripes and all that pain. And the Father folded his arms and turned away and let his only Son do this for us to have prosperous relationships, for every area of our lives to be prosperous. So I just want to extend a special invitation to you today. If you're on this podcast and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, or you need to accept Jesus into your heart for the very first time. And just repeat these words out loud with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this day, acknowledging that you sent your only Son to the cross to die for my sins. Father, forgive me for my sins. Fill me afresh and anew with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me and make me whiter than snow. Thank you that you died for me, Jesus. Thank you that you died for me. I am redeemed. I am set free. I am born again. I will move forward, and I will not turn back. Jesus' name. It's one of the most important decisions that you can ever make in your entire life, is to accept the Jesus into your heart. That's the key relationship. And once you do that, then everything else comes into alignment. And the key is, keep your eyes focused on Jesus. As human beings, we battle with the flesh. And the more we get into his word, the more we seek him, the more we pray, the more we'll find him, the more he'll pour into us. The more we pour into him, the more he will pour into us. So I just extend to you relationship. Relationships are so important. And you need to choose those relationships wisely that you have in your inner circle. You know, in this life, it's very true. I'm sure you've heard from mom or grandma or your dad or that special mentor in your life that you're lucky if you go through this life and you have two really good friends that you can trust with your life. But you know what? The best friend that you can ever choose is Jesus Christ, letting him into your life. And then the Holy Spirit just fills you afresh and anew, and you invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh and anew. And the Holy Spirit leads you to make the right decisions. And the more you read the word, the more faith you have. The more you read the word, the more you're just full of God, of the Holy Spirit, and he helps lead you into the right relationships. And we all need relationships. God made us for relationship. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for time of adversity. Proverbs 17:17. Jesus is the best friend that you could ever have. Ever have. And you just have to change your mind. The battle's all in the mind. So I just extend to you the welcome if you just accepted Jesus into your life. And reach out. Message me. You can find me on Facebook, Melissa Ann DeSirio. Melissa Ann DeSirio, MDS Worldwide Ministries on Facebook. My cell phone number is 740-860-9559. I do answer my messages. I'll be happy to pray with you. If you feel led to sow into my ministry, you may do so by going to PayPal and entering DeSirioMelissa@gmail.com. That brings me up. God gives seed into the sower. And I tell everyone to just do as the Holy Spirit leads you. It's all for his glory. All for his glory. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's so important that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Our promise in Psalms 1 through 3 is that when we walk with God, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Not some of what you do, not a few things that you try really hard at once in a while. No, God's word says that when you do certain things out of the relationship towards God, that whatsoever you do shall prosper. When you stand set apart for the Lord's purposes, not walking in the advice of the ungodly, not doing things that the sinner does, and not sitting on the lofty throne of the critics, judging everybody, you're on the path to success. The other part of the recipe is to keep the word of God close at hand in your mind. During your daily routine and decision making, keep the word of God close at hand. During the nighttime, as you reflect on your day and carry out other routines, meditate in the word of God so that the Holy Spirit can speak to you and reveal things to you. If you're doing these things, Psalms 1:1-3 promises supernatural success in all your dealings. So in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for everyone that's on the podcast today. Bless them in a mighty way, Father God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I can tell you that it's a learning process. You know, life is a learning process. Relationships are a learning process. You know, we grow up, and as we mature in Christ, as we mature in reading our word, as we learn to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, and we totally become in unity with the Father and just quit trying to work everything out on our own and truly let the Father have the lead, your life becomes to come into full alignment. You're walking in the Spirit. You're not walking in the flesh anymore. And you realize that when you get off kilt, so to speak, and if you do walk in the flesh, you realize that it's temporary band-aids. The things that you do are temporary band-aids. And only a true relationship with Christ can fulfill that love and that hole in your heart so that you can love like you're supposed to love. Because we're all human. You know, God created us to be together in unity, united, because two can do so much more. And, you know, we're supposed to be united. And he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And so we're not supposed to be an island, you know. We do better and we can do so much more with two. And so I just encourage you today that just remember that, number one, the best relationship choice that you can ever make in your life is a relationship with Jesus Christ and making that covenant to him, accepting him into your heart, and seeking him first. And as you do that, all the other things Jesus brings, as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, he aligns, he takes care of everything else. He brings that special relationship to you. And choose ye wise mentors, Christian mentors in your life. You need a spiritual leader. You need a pastor. You need a very good anointed pastor that's bearing fruit, that you can talk to, that you can trust, that will be there for you, that will answer that phone call, that will answer that message. It's very important. And the scripture that the Lord's really brought to me so much this past month is love thy neighbor as thyself. And you know, there's times that we all need hands-on help. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's President Donald Trump. He needs hands-on help at times. You know, we all do. We are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. And there is times that we all need hands-on help. There's times that you need to reach down and help someone up out of the ditch. You know, and God rewards you for that because we are His sons and daughters. And He longs for relationship with us. And so I just encourage you today, as you start off your day, grab that Bible. Thank God that He woke you up. Work on that relationship with Him, because the more you seek Him, the more you'll find Him. The more you pour into Him, the more He'll pour into you. And He will give you the desires of your heart, like Psalms 37:4. Just keep moving forward. Don't steer to the right. Don't steer to the left. Don't go backwards. And don't try to control anybody. If they want, they're supposed to be in your life. If Christ truly has brought them into your life, He will bring them to you. They will want to be with you. They will treat you the way that they are supposed to treat you. And so that's what I have on my heart to share with you today. I pray that you're blessed with this word. I pray that you receive a special encounter from the Lord. And I pray that that you are blessed. You're richly blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are the lender, not the borrower. You're going victory to victory, strength to strength, and glory to glory. And for all of you looking for that special spouse, in the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement with you right now that you release the right hand-picked spouse for him or her as we speak in the name of Jesus, and that you would make it clear who it is, and that you would bring them together, because two is better than one, and he who finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. And the Lord wants us all happy and joyful and helping and encouraging and moving forward and doing His will and stepping out of our comfort zone. So I encourage you today, step outside of fear. You hear the Holy Spirit, be obedient and step outside of fear and watch those doors fly open for you. And may you be richly blessed. Until the next time, this is Missy DeSirio. God bless you. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.